looking at the characteristics now of a set of platinum coordination compounds, again based on ammonium and chlorine. If we put the species into solution, so we've got six ammonias, four chlorines, one platinum, we end up with five ions in solution. We've got the four chloride counterions, and we've got a one, and we've got a 4+ charge on the platinum ammonia complex, so it's a total of five ions. The charge on the complex is something that you'll need to be able to work out, and we'll go through that process, but in essence, you could see that I originally look at the charge on the counterion, which I should know. So chloride is always present as a 1- ion in an ionic species. So we then count up the charge on the counterion. That then gives us the charge on the metal complex, which must be the opposite sign. So 4- on the 4 chloride ions will give us 4+ on the platinum with 6 ammonias. In terms of the amount of ionic chloride, this was determined then using the reaction with silver plus. Same sort of method as Werner used. And if we know the number of chloride ions, then we're able to figure out how many total ions in solution on the basis of conductivity. So the next species then, we're now putting one chloride inside what we call the coordination sphere. So those square brackets indicate the number of ligands that are bound around the metal. So we're maintaining a coordination number of six. That's six atoms which are going to be bonded to the platinum. In this case then there will be five nitrogens bonded to the platinum and one chlorine. So we retain a octahedral geometry with six different ligands in this case around the platinum centre. The charge on the complex now is changed to +3 because we've got -3 on the counterions, and we can step down then and change the charge on that platinum ammonium chloride complex from +4 in the first case through +3, +2, +1 to a neutral complex. So in this case we've now put all of the chlorines inside the coordination sphere, and then we can start moving it now to a negative charge on the complex ion. So to do that we've now balanced the charge on the square brackets with the potassium which is sitting in front of it. Now notice the anions invariably are pairing behind the square brackets, whereas cations go in front. So we know that potassium's in group 1, it's got a charge of 1+, that therefore tells us that the charge on that metal complex must be -1. And finally then, we end up with a charge of -2 as being the maximum that we could obtain in that particular series, based on the fact that we've now completely coordinated chlorine to the platinum and kicked out all of the ammonias. At the start, you recall we started with all ammonias and we've replaced them all with chlorides. So that square bracket then is now called a complex anion, whereas the square bracket at the start was a complex cation. So you're going to have to deal with the naming of these coordination complexes. So there are different, slightly subtly different rules for naming complex cations to complex anions. So as I said, the total number of ions was indicated by measuring the conductivity, and that then, if we know the molarity of the solution, enables us to work out the number of ions that are floating around.